In the year 1914, an injustice transpired against 376 passengers on board the Kumagata Maru after traveling all the way from India to Canada. Fleeing their famine-torn country, the passengers, mostly British citizens, believed Canada would provide a new place of citizenship. Unfortunately, the Kumagata Maru faced several injustices instead. When the Kumagata Maru arrived, Canadian officials would not let them disembark, despite being British citizens. The trip from India to Canada was impossible without at least one stop. Unfortunately, the law made it illegal for a boat traveling from India to Canada to stop anywhere. Because the ship had stopped in Hong Kong, the government stated that as the reason why the passengers could not disembark. The ship was also not allowed to refresh their provisions. Passengers wired family members for help, but officials would not allow anyone to talk to them. Even after being 4 days without food or water, no help was given. Part of this injustice was caused by the idea of some Canadians that believed Indian immigration brought more problems with them and they could not solve any of their problems in Canada. Another injustice occurred one night when the interpreter and a small squad of police officers on boats attacked the Kumagata Maru. The interpreter, Mr. Hopkinson, fired the first shot and shouted, "Your end has come." It should be noted that the ship was defenseless, and the passengers were starving. The passengers who were able fought back with anything they could get their hands on, but the attack was still detrimental to the lives and safeties of the passengers on board. Even though the Kumagata Maru had acquired a lawyer, they lost their case and were ordered to depart. Letters sent between the Immigration Department and the government called giving them food and water an act of courtesy. Hesitating to give someone the bare necessities for the trip back should not be considered a courtesy. Then, the officials didn't let them come on land to collect the provisions because of the prejudiced belief that if the ship were to dock and receive provisions, the passengers would escape and cause chaos. So, instead of letting them dock, the ship was forcibly escorted out of the harbor until the 3-mile mark. There, a boat carrying 35 armed guards delivered the provisions. Then they watched the boat for 12 hours to make sure the Kumagata Maru stayed away. All of this was done as a courtesy and to make sure the government had the upper hand at all times, even though the passengers had shown no sign of intentional violence. This event stirred up prejudice as Canada debated immigration. Articles suggest that some of Canadians wanted to deny immigration to anyone coming from south of the 50th parallel. The descendants of the passengers of the Kumagata Maru remember this injustice. Human beings approached British Columbia shores, wanting to leave India and start a better life in Canada. Yet, they were not even given the necessities to survive when they were denied entry. Instead, they were met with suspicion and hostility.